Well, we're going to start something new this morning, something different. We're going to try and carry on for a while. If you have one of the notice sheets with you, hopefully, one of the white notice sheets, you'll have on the back of that sheet printed there a question and an answer. And we are starting this week the Westminster Shorter Catechism. The Westminster Shorter Catechism. Well, what is this Shorter Catechism? Well, it's a series of questions and answers on what Christians ought to believe and know. It was written about 360 years ago, but it stood the test of time incredibly well. There is nothing better for learning what the Christian faith is, I would say, in this form, than the Westminster Shorter Catechism. If we learn these answers, if we learn the questions and the answers, especially while we are young, but not just the young, the older ones too, if we learn these and remember these, memorize these, and then say them each Sunday morning when I ask you, well, if you can volunteer them, that is. I'm not going to pick on people. Don't panic. But if you can volunteer these, some of you younger ones, it will be a great, great help to you. I can assure you, throughout the whole of your life. So, the first question we have, as you can see, is this. What is the chief end of man? Now let's think a little bit about the question. What is the chief end of man? What does that actually mean? Well, it means this. What is man here for? Why are we here? Why are people on this earth at all? What's your life for? What's my life for? Now, we all know what some things are for, don't we? What's this for? Put your hand up, Timmy, what's it for? It's for writing. It's a pen. It's for writing. I can write with it. That's what it's for. We all know that, don't we? Would I brush my teeth with it? I doubt it. I'd brush my teeth probably with something like this, wouldn't I? Yeah? Is that right? Would I write with this? Would I write with toothpaste? Of course not. This is for writing with. This is for brushing your teeth with. Not your teeth. Actually, my teeth. I'll put it away quickly, shall I? Okay? That's what they're for. That's their purpose. But then if we ask a question, what are you for? Why are you here? What are people for? Well, many would say, I'm not sure what the answer is. Why am I here? People might say, I don't know. I'm here to enjoy myself, to have a good life. I'm here to make lots of money. I'm here to be happy. I'm here to care for the world and other people. Well, that's a good answer, isn't it? But there's an even better answer than that. And it's the answer we have here. What is the chief end of man? What is man here for? What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God. To glorify God. Now, what does that mean? To glorify God. What does it mean, Timmy?
God doesn't mean worship.
Absolutely right. That's a brilliant answer. We are here to worship God. We are here to make known how great and how wonderful God is. We are here to show people that God is great and to tell God that He's great. And for our lives, what we say and what we do and what we think even, and the way we worship, we are to be saying all the time, we know and we believe that God is great. That's what it is to glorify God. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And it's not just glorify Him, you see, it's enjoy Him. God made you, every one of you, so that you would enjoy Him. He made you for His pleasure. And you will find your best, highest pleasure and meaning in life in knowing God. Our souls are empty until they find their meaning and their purpose in God alone. So listen, young people, learn this answer. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Younger folk, other folk as well, of more riper years, shall we say? Not more riper, riper years. Learn this, and next week, let's see if people have remembered it. And there may be some little incentives along the way to help young people learn these catechism answers. Tasty incentives, shall we say. Okay.